Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria and Emlachlinie 27. The South African Police Service seized illicit cigarettes worth 4.5 million rand in Brits in the northwest this week. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says the operation was led by the National Counterfeits Good Unit with support from the South African Revenue Service. Van Wyk says the action was carried out by members of Operation Valamgodi.
Three Bangladeshi nationals were arrested for contravening the Immigration Act. A multidisciplinary team comprising SAPS members from various specialized units deployed in Northwest as part of Operation Valamgodi also formed part of the operation. While primarily focused on combating illicit mining, these members also target other criminal activities within the provinces.
Build One South Africa urges the government to uphold the constitutional right to water in light of the ongoing national water crisis. In observance of Human Rights Day, the party launched legal action to address water shortages, particularly in essential institutions like police stations, hospitals and schools. BOSA Deputy Leader Nobuntu Hlazu-Webster.
When you cut off water to hospitals and schools, you threaten health, you threaten the education of our children. You cannot go to a police station and not get help because you're told there's no water. We are saying that it should be mandatory to immediately implement measures to restore reliable water supply.
Former International Relations and Cooperation Minister Naledi Pandor has raised concerns over South Africa's position amid global power shifts. Speaking at Zorgplek University in Kimberley in the Northern Cape, she warned that the country is caught in the US's struggle for global dominance.
Those who have enjoyed influencing others to adopt their policy direction, when they see a shift away, they become extremely vicious in response. This is part of what South Africa is experiencing. We have seen a growing impatience towards South Africa's independence in foreign relations.
And Israel's military says it intercepted a missile launch from Yemen late last night. The Houthis say Israel's airspace would remain unsafe until the aggression against Gaza stops. The Iran-backed rebels also says they have targeted several U.S. warships using drones. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pinaar. Hoofdienst die eer politie neem beslag op onwettige sigarette ter waarde van 4,5 miljoen rand.
Jacaranda. Jacaranda. Go! Jacaranda FM. This is the CTM Top 40.
Baby.
With Danny Painter. CTM proud sponsor of the CTM Top 40. CTM. Big savings, more style. Now. From the station that plays more music you love, our weekly countdown has just got more. 20 songs more.
More.
On the CTM Top 40. Danny, tell them.
That is right. It is one of the biggest countdowns in the country, baby. It is you and me and 40 of your favorite songs. And I say they're your favorite because you tell me on 0848500942. I got news about Eminem. His producer stole 25 songs unreleased and he's going to be releasing them. Sia's getting divorced. Chappell Roan is doing country. Morgan Wallen has a new album again. And Taylor Swift is re-releasing another Taylor's version. I'm going to give you all the tea, but first, let's count down your 40 biggest songs here on Jacaranda FM as we broadcast live from Heron Bridge College in Johannesburg. You are welcome to come and say hi. I'll tell you everything after this.
The CTM Top 40 on Jacaranda FM starts in 40, 39, 38, 39, 3, 2, 1, number 40.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment. I